Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today I think I have an outstanding episode for all the realtors out there that are struggling right now. And I think there's quite a few of them, locally, nationally, really all over the place. There's so many things that are happening in real estate that kind of have realtors on edge, or it has them questioning their career choices. We're seeing people leave the industry. We're seeing people take a step back, whatever it may be. And, you know, today's episode is kind of, what do you do when you don't know what to do? And I think there's a lot of realtors out there that are kind of in this position where they want to be full-time realtors, or they want the type of success and the rewards that come with being an outstanding realtor, but they're just not sure how to get there. And a lot of times when you don't know what to do, you end up doing nothing. And that's really perhaps the worst thing that you could do if you're stuck. A great place to start is to reconnect with your vision and your goals. And whenever things are going bad, I think it's a really good idea to ask yourself, what got me into this profession in the first place? Because, especially real estate, because so many people come to real estate as a second, a third, a fourth, however many careers down the line. Very few people graduate from high school and college and go directly into real estate. So I think you need to ask yourself, you know, why did I start doing this in the first place? And, you know, I think back, you know, real estate's my third career. It is. And I think back to my previous careers and I think, you know, there were a lot of things I didn't like. Most of them were centered around money or time and things like that. And real estate helped me live a life that I wanted to live. So I think you have to really start to ask yourself, why did I get into this in the first place? For me, it was owning my own time, no limit on the money I could make and to where I could go. And sometimes that can refocus you and get you back on track. Another thing I think is a good idea to do is talk with your customers. Talk with people that you've actually sold houses for, who you've represented as a buyer or you've represented as a seller, and ask them to give you some honest feedback on what it was like to work with you. You know, so many people think that, you know, selling a house means the people really enjoyed working with you, or buying a house means they really enjoyed working with you. And a lot of times, I'm telling you now, it's just not true. You have to ask them, you know, hey, what did I do that you really liked? What did I do that, you know, you didn't really like? And maybe you can use that feedback to make yourself a little bit better at what you do. This next thing is so important. I think you have to take a real hard look and analyze your numbers. You would be shocked, and I'm saying that because I know I am. Sometimes I'll ask realtors, you know, at the end of a year, you know, say, hey, how did you do? I sold, you know, 20 houses. Great. Where did those leads come from? How did you meet those 20 people? And they have no idea. I just don't know how you could build a business without knowing where your business is actually coming from. You should know if your business is coming to you from referrals, paid lead sources, social media, networking events, something. Every time you close a deal, you should know how that deal originated, because that helps you focus your marketing in a direction that can help you. You know, they say all the time, 50% of your marketing works and 50% doesn't. And the challenge is understanding which percent doesn't work. Well, you could alleviate those concerns if you actually know your numbers. Another great thing to do is seek advice from mentors and experts. And I know there's a real estate coach on every corner right now. It feels like there's a lot of people that say they're coaches. And look, some I think do a great job. Some probably do less than great. But I think it's okay to seek advice from people that you trust, people that you know. Look, there's a lot of people that give out a lot of great advice for free. And there's nothing wrong with looking into those types of things as well. Join mastermind groups, you know, attend networking events, ask other people in the industry what's working for them. Those types of things can help you tremendously if you are feeling stuck or in trouble with your career. This next one sounds almost like it shouldn't be true, but it's maybe the most true. Sometimes the best thing to do is take a break and gain some perspective as far as what you're doing. You'd be shocked how sometimes stepping away from the business helps you see things more clearly. We talk about this all the time. You know, one of the jokes about real estate is if you're slow, go on vacation, and I guarantee you your phone will ring. And it's funny how frequently that does happen. But one thing that I enjoy, probably way more than I tell people, when I do go on vacation, which I do, but when I go on vacation, one thing I enjoy is just a chance to step away from my business. And what I mean by that is the day-to-day repetitive aspect of it. It's so nice to sit next to the pool or on a beach chair and just think about things from a different view. And sometimes just getting away and taking a step back provides clarity, and it allows you to realize, you know, if I spent more time doing A and B, I might get a little bit further down the road of where I'm trying to go. Sometimes great ideas come when you're not overthinking or overburdened by the day-to-day activities of your business. So don't be afraid to take a break. And, you know, perhaps the most important thing, and I say this all the time, get into action. Just get started. The biggest mistake I think you could make, you know, all the time they say, the title of the episode, what to do when you don't know what to do. You got to do something. The worst thing you could do is get stuck in this overly analytical mindset where you're so afraid to make a mistake, you end up not doing anything at all. Because doing nothing is perhaps the biggest mistake that you could make. Even if it's a small action, it's something. And we talk about this all the time. It's a long process to get a deal from meeting a prospective client to the closing table. Break that process down, celebrate the small steps, celebrate the daily things that you do that get you closer to your goal, because momentum is real in business, and it's real in a good way, but it can also be real in a bad way. So start doing little daily things, daily goals that can help you win in this business. So if you're out there struggling, hopefully this episode will be helpful for you. Take some of this advice, take a look at your numbers, talk to people that you know and trust, get into action. And I think there's still plenty of time. We're just entering the spring and summer market. I think it's going to be an opportunity for you to have a great year here in 2025 and beyond. That's all for today. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.